Grace be with you by our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jesus chooses to pick from a scroll, he chooses to pick an exact place to read from, and he chooses to speak about the making of the kingdom of God, attending to the weakest and the most vulnerable. And he lives his life that way, and he ends his life that way. And his last sermon, Matthew's Gospel, is the re-expression of the same idea about how the rest of us should behave. People may look back on our era that we're living through right now, and call it the paltry age. I'm thinking. So, I'm thinking this because of the way our minds are working. So, I've got this lovely piece about the cost. It's already been cut. Now, I'm thinking I'm going to have a very nice piece for myself. Excellent. It's not gluten free. It's the one. So, I like this. Would you hold this for me?
Yeah.
Stand there and stay next to me. Don't eat it. So I'll just give you a cut. This little piece here. Charlie, that's all you get.
That's fine.
Okay. You deserve that little piece, Charlie. You can thank you, huh? I deserve what I got. Don't you think?
Absolutely.
Now, is there enough time to go around for everybody to slice?
Sure.
It's a very small slice.
Don't they get this?
No, they don't get my slice.
No, I don't.
No. Now, Brad, we don't speak. But you see, we have a world that's built around a small pie. Or, doesn't matter how much, a single pie. And so, for you to get some, you got to make it for more. Now, I'm a person. I'm sure.
No doubt.
I am sure. Well, I don't really know that for sure. No. I there may be a real part of mine. Some of my friends are going to take over. But I'm going to do it nowhere, sadly. That we're good because of my expense. Right? So we live in a world of narrow mood. And that makes it more around, and that's how it is. I'm not sure that's the divine economy that we live in, really, though. And just a little word about that economy. I need some young student to help me demonstrate. Tessa. Levi. Tessa said she had a really nice mother. So, can I understand that I have some questions to ask of you? This is very important. Well, Lily and Evan, can you guys come up too? Because I need to come in with my home. Evan doesn't want to, that's always an issue. So, can you come up too? Because I'll just ask Evan as well. I don't want to scare him. So, I have a question. You know that your parents love you, right? Kind of. Well, kind of, right? See, here's the problem. So you're small. You were born after Levi, and you were born before Evan. So, Logan, when you were born, right? Your parents loved you, right? Now, do you remember when Evan was born? Do you remember your dad saying to you, because your mom was in the hospital or something like that? Do you remember your dad taking you aside and saying, Lou, we have Evan, so we're not going to love you anymore? They didn't say that to you? Levi, they didn't say, we only have so much love to go around, so now that we have Tessa, we're just going to love you a little less? They didn't say that to you? Really? Tessa, when you were born and you got to know your parents, did they say, you know, Levi was born first, so we're not going to love you as much? No, they didn't say that. So, really? Huh. Well, I thought there was only so much love to go around. I guess I'm wrong. Yeah. So the love is not like the apple pie, is there's only so much apple pie to go around, right? Love's not like that. No, love's not like that, right? Do you think your parents have enough of like five more kids? All right, thank you very much. Your firstborn? Your parents thought about me. I'm sorry. Anybody get a baby in the family?
Oh, man.
Isn't that horrible? No pictures, right? No pictures. No baby pictures of us. You didn't have any love left. We were left alone. We searched for all this time. It's horrible. So what's the answer here? The answer is pretty simple. It's not a pie to go around. The answer is really simple. Pick more apples. I'm not going to purchase. Pick more apples. That's the answer. If we think it's only enough for us and not enough for them, we have not looked at the world the way God created it. And we have not understood the world the way God loves it. And we have not understood how we're supposed to love everybody else. There's always more. Always more. And sometimes, when we close down, this is just for me. And that's when the world starts to lose its meaning. Martin Luther King said, the most persistent question in life is, what do you do for others?